And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate every morning. And this morning we are talking to Harry Tregoning from Tregoning Real Estate. And a very good morning to you, Harry. Welcome in.
Well, good morning. It's great to be on your show.
The pandemic, it has turbocharged the real estate market. You've been in the market for a while now, long enough to see global wealth is on the rise.
Well, Craig, to be honest with you, I think over the last 2 to 3 years, UAE has done lots of things right, and one of them being the golden visas. So yes, the pandemic has obviously benefited us, but that's due to all the regulations that the UAE government has enforced.
Well, most people, they don't need stats and numbers to pour over to see just how much Dubai is increasing year on year. Dubai is one of those cities whereby simply looking out any window, you'll see it for yourself.
Yes, that's true. Obviously, if you're just an ordinary lay person, as a real estate professional, I'm judging this by the number of invitations by developers to come and either visit their projects or actually attend their property launches. It is beyond the scale. I can't actually keep up with it.
What are your thoughts there for somebody coming in? Is it a case of just being a little bit more open-minded to different suburbs?
After a touchdown, they do sort of tend to get exposed to the different communities that we have here. So I'm talking about the likes of Dubai Hills, Town Square. If it's a bachelor, then they'd go more towards the tall skyscraper type of community, whereas families would want something a little bit more quiet.
Thorough due diligence process when you are looking to buy a property. Now, I say thorough because often a buyer won't get a full property inspection done before purchasing, which is crazy.
Absolutely. So when it comes to property inspection, either you're buying a resale home, meaning a used home, which is obviously you need to inspect it and it makes sense. And everybody, I think, get that. But what they don't really get is when they are buying a brand new property that they bought it off plan from a developer, and now it's time for them to take handover of the property. That's where people think, you know what, it's a new property. Why do I need to do inspection?
How do you actually buy property? Because given that, you know, you're competing with others and you've got so many people, 339 in this case, you've got to move and move reasonably quickly, one would think.
No, absolutely right, Zay. So, you know, we're professionals. We do this day in, day out, and it's a struggle for us. So you can imagine an average person, how much they find it challenging to get on the property ladder, right? So in terms of first finding out the opportunity and doing our due diligence on it, vetting it, and before presenting it to our investors. We see a lot of properties in any given day. We do our homework, we analyze them, we vet them. And once we find something that we like, you know, we're quite aggressive in the sense that we will put a deposit down, secure the asset, and then bring it onto the platform, because we're confident whatever we bring to the platform does get funded on the platform by our investors.